Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Rest assured that your husbands will not be inimical towards you, nor will your fathers, brothers, sons, other relatives, or the general populace. I will personally advise them of the situation. Indeed, even the demigods will express their approval. Text 32, which we'll read together. Na prithaye nuragaya,
prithaye nuragaya,
yanga sangho nirnam iha,
yanga sangho nirnam iha,
tanmano mai yunjana,
tanmano mai yunjana,
achiran mam avapsyatha,
achiran mam avapsyatha,
na prithaye nuragaya, Achiran mam avapsyatha,
achiran mam avapsyatha,
na prithaye nuragaya,
na prithaye nuragaya,
yanga sangho nirnam iha,
yanga sangho nirnam iha,
tanmano mai yunjana,
tanmano mai yunjana,
achiran mam avapsyatha,
achiran mam avapsyatha, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. For you to remain in my bodily association would certainly not please people in this world, nor would it be the best way for you to increase your love for me. Rather, you should fix your minds upon me, and very soon you will achieve me. Purport. The Lord pointed out that people in general would not appreciate a loving affair between Lord Krishna, who superficially was appearing as a cowherd boy, and the wives from the Brahmana community. Also, the Brahmana ladies' own devotion and love would increase most efficiently in separation. In other words, it would be best all round if they continued to fix their minds on Lord Krishna and thus went on with the process they had been practicing throughout their lives. The Lord and his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, expertly engage the Lord's devotees in different types of services so that all of them can quickly return to his lotus feet. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dalati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpatari Vescha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So I'm grateful to be given this opportunity to glorify the Lord Sri Krishna. And I beg for your blessings, all your blessings, so that I may speak something which is, I'm not speaking from my realization, but from what the acharyas have spoken. So I may speak something that pleases you, pleases my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, the Guru Parampara, and the deities. Hare Krishna. So here, Lord Sri Krishna, he is just 7 years old. He's a boy who is just 7 years old. And the verse, text 31, translates into, the Supreme Personality of Godhead replied, rest assured that your husbands will not be inimical towards you, nor will your fathers, brothers, sons, and other relatives or the general populace. I will personally advise them of the situation. Indeed, even the demigods will express their approval. Now, Lord Sri Krishna is 7 years old. How will he speak to all these, you know, husbands, brothers, fathers, mothers, sorry, not mothers, sons, how will he speak to them to accept these wives of the Brahmanas? Because the wives of the Brahmanas, they had left in spite of their husbands, brothers, and everyone stopping them. So, in the Vedic culture, once a woman leaves home, you know, without the permission of the husbands and brothers or family, then she can't return. And the wives of the Brahmanas also, when they approach Krishna, they tell him that we have come to you to serve your lotus feet. We don't want to go back at all. Yeah, but now you're sending us back. You know, this is not the proper way to reciprocate with someone who loves you. But we can see the situation. Lord Krishna is 7 years old. He can't have all these women staying with him at that age. And probably no one will be convinced, as it is mentioned, Prabhupada mentions that Krishna has come, but he is disguised as a cowherd boy. So he is playing the part of someone, a normal boy, in the Varnashram Vedic Dharma. So in that situation, definitely no one will allow a 7-year-old boy to stay with so many ladies, married ladies, or even unmarried ladies. So we can see that previously Krishna, you know, in the Rasa dance, Krishna also sends the gopis back when they come to him at night, like that. So here also he's sending these ladies back. to their responsibilities. But he's assuring them, they are afraid. They are saying, we have broken all ties. But he is saying that your husbands and your relatives won't be inimical towards you. So it shows that even at 7 years, Krishna is the same omnipotent, omnipresent and omniscient Lord. He is able to change the heart of all these inimical relatives to being conducive to their having visited Krishna and coming home. So he is able to do that. You can see his inconceivable potency there. What to speak of that? Indeed, he says, even the demigods will express their approval. So he gives the assurance that even the demigods will accept it. You need not worry. So Krishna shows his supremacy over the demigods as well. So much so that he gives assurance that they will change their opinion, even if they have an adverse opinion, like that. And then text 32, it says, for you to remain in my bodily association would certainly not please people in this world, nor would it be the best way for you to increase your love for me. Rather, you should fix your mind on me, and very soon you will achieve me. So, again, a seven-year-old boy, he can't be in bodily association with all these women. So he's asking them, the best way for you is to go back. And also, you have your husbands and children whom you are serving. That service can't be suddenly stopped. Because what will the society say? The whole society will be disturbed if that happens. And so, you should go back. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Ji, Baldev Ji, Subhadra Maya, Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Landanishwara Ki Jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Krishna is also thinking about the disturbance in the society. Your husband's relatives shouldn't be disturbed. So you go back to your roles. And in being there, because you'll be separated from me, you will feel my separation all the more. And then he gives the solution, which he speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. Manmanamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mam eva shashi asarishayamsi. If you just think of me, become my devotee. Pay homage unto me and worship me. And I assure you, without doubt, you will come to me. So he says here that rather you should fix your minds on me, and very soon you will achieve me. So we can see that in this pastime, the Brahmanas, the Vedic Brahmanas, they're supposed to be learned. Yeah? And yet they do not understand that the purpose of learning the Vedas, they're supposed to be Vedic Brahmanas, is to know the Lord as the compiler of the Vedas, as the only subject to be known in the Vedas. Yeah? So they don't know that. And therefore, when they hear from the cowherd boys that Krishna and Balram have asked for some food, they don't even want to listen to these boys. Yeah? So they are not really learned. And not only that, they also, I mean, even normally if someone comes to beg, what to speak on in Dwapar Yuga, you know, in where Varnashram Dharma was there. Yeah? If someone comes to beg for food, one usually would give at that time. But they don't even give food. So it is this nature, their nature is very duplicitous. They call themselves Brahmanas. And one of the things of Brahmanas is Dana Pratigraha. They must give in charity. Especially, I mean, they are performing yajnas. That means they have excess. It is not that they are in poverty. Still they are not giving. So they are not following their own religion. And that is duplicity. And so they don't get Krishna's mercy. And on the other hand, the wives of the Brahmanas, they are very simple. They are doing just the household duties. Yeah? And they heard from the betel nut seller, from the washerwoman, from other ladies, from the gopis, how beautiful Krishna is. How he enchants the minds and the hearts of everyone. And hearing that purified them. And so much so that they were absorbed in always thinking of Krishna. And because of that, the Lord wanted to reciprocate. This was the simplicity of the Brahmana's wives, which made the Lord reciprocate. Because the Lord himself is very simple. Prabhupada describes our process as simple living, high thinking. You know, simplicity. Internally as well as externally. And then high thinking. Because the philosophy of Krishna consciousness that Lord gives is quite high. So, Lord Krishna, he himself is very simple. Even though he is all opulent Lord of all the creation, yeah, he comes as a cowherd boy. And, you know, he seeks pleasure and enjoyment in playing with the cowherd boys, in doing simple things. And in fact, his Aishwarya Bhav is the lowest in the spiritual world. Because once we cross the, you know, material worlds and we go into Vaikuntha Lokas, you know, which are controlled and ruled by Narayan, who is the symbol, a plenary portion of the plenary portion of Krishna, yeah, he represents the Aishwarya Bhav. And that is the lowest. And in Krishna Golok Vrindavan, then, the rasas are neutrality, you know, shantaras, dasyaras in servitude, sakyaras in friendship, vatsalyaras in parenthood, and conjugal in madhuryas, like that. So we can see that this awe and reverence, yeah, part, is a very low thing as far as spiritual life is concerned. Yeah. But simple service in friendship, in servitude, even in Shantaras, neutrality, is accepted by Lord Sri Krishna. So Lord Krishna is bowled over by simplicity. Yeah? Simple attraction for him. Like that. So we can see that because the Lord is like that, all his devotees are also like that. His highest devotee is the gopis. They are simple cowherd girls. Yeah? They live at home. They do the household chores. You know, they milk the cows, take the cow dung, and you know, create a plaster on their houses of cow dung. They go to fetch water. They are doing these simple things. But at the same time, they are always thinking of Krishna and always glorifying him. Remembering, glorifying, and hearing about him in the association of other gopis. So, because they are doing that, they are his topmost devotees. And those who worship him in awe and reverence actually aren't. They are on the lower rung, like that. So, there are certain quotes given by acharyas which I would like to read. How simplicity. Now, first thing, let us see what simplicity is. It is freedom from artificial, pretentious behavior. Being one thing and showing something else. Of course, in the conditioned state, we are all like that. I know I am. Definitely. So, we know that this pretentious behavior will be there. And the whole process is to wash away that that duplicitous nature that we have. Opposite of simplicity is that duplicitous nature. That actually I have no interest in Krishna. But somehow I am engaged in the process. Because I find the people there, they seem to be, you know, cool, calm, you know. They also seem to be good people, nice people. So somehow I engage in their association. Finally to realize. Like that. That's simplicity. That's simplicity. It takes a simple person to do that. And then duplicity, the opposite of it is deceptiveness in behavior or speech. You know, double talk, things like that. So simplicity stands for straightforwardness without diplomacy. Disclosing the real truth, even to the enemy. Prabhupada mentions here that as far as Brahmanical qualities are concerned, you know, Brahmanical quality of simplicity is concerned, it is not just for the Brahmanical class. The Vaishyas, Shudras, Kshatriyas, everyone must have this quality of simplicity. And therefore we can see that in austerities of the speech, body and the mind, simplicity appears in the austerity of body and also austerity of mind. It is very much emphasized. Because that is very dear to Krishna. So, I'll read. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he comments that saralata, that is simplicity in Hindi or Sanskrit, saralata is the first qualification of a Vaishnava, whereas duplicity or cunning behavior is a great offense against the principles of devotional service. So devotional service can, you know, be impaired or can't even start like that. Srila Prabhupada, again he mentions that, Jagadananda Pandit, a disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, if you want to worship Gauranga, make your heart simple and straightforward. Worship his lotus feet, giving up all duplicity. So again, the emphasis is there in Chaitanya Leela as well. And then, in the past times, when Lord Krishna appears in this world, then he tells his parents, Devaki and Vasudeva, he says that it is just by the austerities you have performed and the simplicity that you have attained that that's attracted me to come to you in this life as the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Like that. So, Lord Krishna emphasizes that Vasudeva and Devaki in their previous births, all the austerities that they performed, yeah, simply, that is what attracted them. And then in Chaitanya Leela, once Vallabha Bhatta, who is, you know, he has written a poetry and he thinks it is better than Sridhar Swami's. So, therefore, Mahaprabhu is not very much conducive to accepting Vallabha Bhatta in the association. But Vallabha Bhatta goes to Gadadhar, and Gadadhar Pandit, being very simple person, you know, he represents love personified in the Panchatattva. Gadadhar Pandit represents Srimati Radharani. So he can't say no. So he is okay with Vallabha Bhatta coming to him, even though, you know, he doesn't go out of the way to associate with Vallabha Bhatta. But then Mahaprabhu, you know, distances himself from Gadadhar Pandit for a certain while. And that hurts Gadadhar Pandit. And then he is always thinking, but he tolerates. He says, what can I do? My Lord is, you know, is not favorable to me. But I tolerate. That is my position. But that pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the end, he says, your mind was always disturbed by my tricks. To Gadadhar Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, rather, you stayed fixed in your simplicity. In this way, you have purchased me. So, we can purchase the heart of the Lord through this quality of simplicity. And we can see that Lord Krishna, he says, this situation in Vrindavan is that they are following the Varnashram Dharma. Yashoda and Nand Maharaj, they are Vaishyas. Therefore, Krishna, in this pastime, very pastime, Krishna says, you know, I am thought to be the son of a Vaishya. So the Brahmanas may not give charity to you if you take my name. But Balram, you know, he is a Kshatriya because he is thought of as the son of Vasudev. So they might give in charity if you take his name, like that. So they are following Varnashram Dharma. And we see that Varnashram Dharma, even though the fixed laws are there, is so simple. It is simplicity personified. There are four classes. And we can see that Lord Krishna, he says, Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vijaya. Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam. Krishna takes it upon himself to give the four orders, yeah, classes and orders of society, himself. He doesn't delegate that task to anyone because it is most important. Daivi hi esha gunamai mama aya duyanurakya. the important things, Maya, you know, external energy, who is very, very powerful. No one else can subdue her. Not even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma get bewildered by her. So such an energy, Krishna says, is mine. So here he says these four classes of orders I have created. They are mine. So therefore we can say they are all over the human society. Even in the West, maybe, you know, the people have not heard of Varnashram. But still, Prabhupada said there are these four classes. And actually they are very simple, because they use the propensity of the person to be engaged in the work. So the brahmanas, you know, they are, you know, in sattva gun, mode of goodness, and they develop the qualities of peacefulness, self-control, cleanliness, you know, and simplicity, like that. And then the kshatriyas, for them, heroism, name, fame, that is important. So they usually rule and administer. The Vaishyas, they are given Krishi Goraksha Vanitya, agriculture, Krishi Goraksha, protection of cows, and Vanitya, a little bit of trade. And then the Shudras, they are supposed to help all these three classes, like that. So these rules are there, and then within the rules are that the brahmanas should be advising the kshatriyas. The kshatriyas must not make decisions without consulting the brahmanas. And then the kshatriyas, the brahmanas live by begging charity, so that they can maintain their integrity intact. They are not dependent on any other classes, or their views can't be compromised, like that. The kshatriyas, they live by taxing. Not the brahmanas, but the vaishyas and shudras. And the taxation was very simple. 25%, that's all, of your income you give. And, you know, some of us who are accountants or know about tax, we know how complex the system, present system is in any country. Yeah. But there it was so simple, 25% of whatever you earn, and that's it. That was administered. And then in the other orders, the brahmachari, the vanaprastha, yeah, and the sannyasi, they lived by charity, begging for charity. And the grahastha, he looked after them. So the grahastha had to earn. And that was the only class who looked after. And in looking after the other classes, then they got their mercy. And thereby they also were eligible to practice Varnashram Dharma and go back home back to Godhead. So it was very simple. Yeah? Because, why is that? Because God, Krishna, he gave this system. And by following it, we keep him in the center. And then Krishna says, then what happens? Anna bhavanti bhutani parjanya dhanna sambhava. That you, what do you need? Food, clothing and shelter. Plenty of it. No problem, that will come. What does it come by? It comes by rains. By rains you can get your food, clothing and shelter. And that those rains, what is the cause of those rains? Sacrifices. Nate vidu swartha gati ni Vishnu. Yeah? Yajyarthe karma, anyatra loko yam karma vandana. Yajya, who is Yajya Purush? Vishnu, Krishna. So by doing sacrifices for Krishna, then you get rains, which takes care of the food, and clothing and shelter, everything. By that sacrifice, everything will come to you. And so we can see, in Vedic life, people were very prosperous. Even, you know, there, you know, Nand Maharaj has so much gold, so much jewels, all these, gopis and gopas had. Immensely wealthy, and yet they were simple. Because they knew the secret of where the wealth came from, where the well-being came from. And we can see the present civilization. Especially, I mean, in the West, I know, after the depression of the 1930s, you know, the government started thinking, how we can, you know, increased demand. You know, their attention was all on the economy. But because they didn't have Varnashram Dharma, and Prabhupada scriptures say, above the jata, paravadas, above the jata. Ignorant, because there's no education, Vedic education in society. And not having that, then they use their own mental speculation. And usually what comes in? Duplicitous nature. The opposite of simplicity. And so, we, especially in 1954, the Eisenhower government, it planned, you know, how to increase the demand. Till that time, you know, the Japanese and all, they were producing, you know, all goods, which lasted for a long time. Even today, the technology is there to produce computers, cars, washing machines, entertainment systems, any machinery that can last for 25 years. Easily. And it lasted when the Japanese initially produced it. But in 1944, the American government, headed by Eisenhower, they decided we'll go for planned obsolescence and systematic obsolescence. Yeah? Perceived obsolescence and planned obsolescence. Which means produce goods only which will last 2 or 3 years. Not more. You know? So, what does it do? If an item, if a car lasts for 25 years, one man can do, you know, one can have one car for most of his life. At the most, 2 cars. So he'll need just £20,000 to buy 2 cars. But by cutting the shelf life from 25 to 3 years, or 5 years at the most, yeah, then a person, during those 25 years, has to buy 5 cars, make 5 purchases. It increases the demand, but the person has to find £50,000. Yeah? They have to work that hard. Yeah? They have to work harder to get 50,000 now instead of the 20,000. And this is just about the cars. The same goes for all machinery. And these days in the household, there's so much machinery. The entertainment systems, washing machine, the drying machine, the cooker, this, that, and everything. So if you take it all into account, if everyone does that, everyone reduces the shelf life, it increases the demand, but people have to work 5 times harder. And what it does, it just moves the money faster in the cycle of the economy. And that is what they call economics. Economics without God in the center. And it is exploitation. Prabhupada called it Ugra Karma. When we do that work, we are so much in the mode of helplessness and hopelessness that we will never believe God exists. Because when you work so hard, how can you believe there can be a God? You're saying, I'm working so hard, you know, and I'm barely able to maintain myself, and then God sends these tsunamis and this and that. How am I going to deal with it? To hell with God. So therefore you can see that atheists like Richard Dawkins today, the books that they write, they go into the bestsellers lists. Because people just want an excuse for someone to say, so the whole society is based upon duplicitous nature of the politicians, the government, everyone. Because lack of Varnashram Dharma. So we can see that you know, the capitalist society, as we say, is exploitation of the masses by the few. Yeah? And we can see its effect. Like when Prabhupada was there on the planet, Nixon, again, another president of America, he abolished the gold standard. At that time, a country could issue currency equivalent to the amount of gold they held. No more. So therefore, money had value. When it is written there that this will be exchanged, it was written on the cover of currency, that if you bring it to the central bank, it will be you will be given gold to that value. So the notes had value. And when that gold standard was removed, they could print any amount of currency. And Prabhupada said, this is worthless pieces of paper. This is going to lead to great problems. And today, all the financial crisis is basically the result of removing the gold standard. Because the country started printing money, issuing that, but the money has to come somewhere, so they started taking loans. Today, America is more than $1 trillion in debt. The European economies are in debt. Greece, you know, it's gone down the plan, needs help of 130 billion pounds, 130 billion euros. And most of the economies, they are in turmoil. So we can see that without this Varnashram Dharma, it can lead to such havoc, so much suffering for so many people, even after working hard. It is not that they are not working hard. They are working doubly hard. People are working 10, 12 hours a day. And yet this is the result, facing uncertainty and total chaos. So we can see that Varnashram Dharma, how important it is. And Varnashram Dharma is based on simplicity. It was given by the Lord because it was a simple way of life. In those days, the farmers, you know, they used to work certain hours a day, certain period of the year. Rest of the time was spent in finding out, reading, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, finding out how we can run our lives, our households, the general community, how we can live. And by doing that, pleasing the Lord and pleasing the devotees of the Lord. And by doing that, then the Lord, He promises that I will give everything. Whatever you lack, whatever you, you know, I will preserve whatever you have. And once the yajna is done, the fruits are going to come, definitely. There is no doubt about that. So, here we can see that the husbands, they're engaging in yajnas to go to the heavenly abode. Not having realized, from even studying the Vedas, that the Yogya Purush is the main one to satisfy. And he, through his mercy, because our wives are devotees, and because maybe he's pleased some way with the yajna, he sent the cowherd boys to, you know, to actually, he's doing a favor, mercy upon us, that give something so that you will also be purified. And then you can attain love for me. But they lose that opportunity because they don't, they haven't studied with the simplicity of the heart. If with the simplicity of the heart you study the scriptures to itself, then you can get the real benefit. But because they haven't studied, they are, you know, performing the yajnas to go to the heavenly planet, not even to the spiritual world. And their wives, who are totally simple, doing their household chores, but because they have come in touch with devotees who have met Krishna, just by hearing there, they have purified themselves. And so much so that they have attracted Krishna's mercy into their lives. Krishna personally sends that mercy. So, simplicity, very important quality. Prabhupada stressed it very much. So I'll stop there if there are any questions, comments. Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very nice class. I really enjoyed it. There's only one small remark, and I have a question about it. You said America is 1 trillion debt. Actually, America is 15 trillion debt.
So 15 trillion?
Yes.
Okay, so there you are. Much more.
I do appreciate your financial analysis. I think it's quite spot on. You're saying that, you know, people are working harder than necessary because, you know, there's planned obsolescence and, you know, in the past people had more time to study the Srimad Bhagavatam. But I'm just wondering, you know, people think they have been convinced that, you know, they've been made so much progress because, you know, they think they have more money to spend and more gadgets to buy.
Well, by finding out what they want in life, mostly everyone wants happiness. That is what they are seeking in those gadgets. But everyone's needs are different. Someone will like Harinam. Someone would like to be preached the Bhagavad Gita. Someone Srimad Bhagavatam. someone would like to be befriended and, you know, just you spend time with them. You know, someone would like an organized class. So you have to find out what they want and fulfill that need. Because Krishna consciousness can satisfy every need. Whether you want to sing and dance, whether you want to, you know, be a scholar, whether you, you know, for every level, there's an answer in Krishna consciousness. You know. So we have to find out what people want and deliver it. That is our job in whatever. Therefore, we find that devotees also themselves have a propensity. Some like to preach in, you know, universities. So they take up that service. So they are happy in that. And the students who are receiving them, they are also happy. So there's a win-win situation. So we have to build up these win-win situations in preaching so that we are happy. And then, you know, we are Krishna conscious. And then we are also preaching to those who are amenable to receiving Krishna consciousness through that medium. Like that. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Thank you for correcting me on the amount of debt that the US has. My figures obviously are old. Yes.
Probably you mentioned about the Brahmins, something about their integrity.
Mm.
That they weren't dependent or something, so they could keep their integrity.
Mm. They do have. They do have. But less than the Brahmanas. Because, you know, a Kshatriya is supposed to rule, and he, Kshatriya by nature, he loves fame and power. If you see people who have Kshatriya natures, they love fame and power. So that immediately makes them less, you know, pure than the Brahmanas. And to that extent, you know, they are also, their integrity is compromised. If you give them fame and power, they'll do anything. You know? And there have been so many examples of kings who have abused it. King Raina and all that. Yeah. And the Vaishyas similarly, capitalism, we can see what's happening today. Advertise and sell, it doesn't matter what it is. Just sell, even if it is destructive. Cigarette smoking is injurious to health. It is there in the cigarette packet, but still it is not being banned because the cigarette lobby groups of the Vaishyas, the cigarette sellers, are so strong in the parliaments that they don't allow MPs to say ban cigarettes. So their integrity as we go down the line is compromised. And the Shudras, their job is sense gratification. In Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra. Born a Shudra. So we can see our propensity for sense gratification is tremendous, even after coming to devotional life. So, you know, as we go down the line, the integrity is compromised. But at least the Brahmana has to keep it, because he's supposed to be the head and the brains. He's supposed to advise the other classes. He's supposed to introduce them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and help them build their relationship with the Lord. So he has to be in there. If the Brahmana, you know, if the Brahmana compromises by associating with the king and being one with the king, you know, then the other classes will lose faith in the Brahmana. The Brahmana has to keep his independence. Why is Chanaka Patnik quoted so much? He brought Chandragupta Maurya to power, and yet he went and lived in the forests. Outside the capital city. Chandragupta Maurya used to go with his entourage, half a kilometer, leave his entourage, get down from his house and walk to his guru. And Chandragupta Maurya lived, Charakapandi lived very simply. Of his own accord, from what he can depend. The Brahmanas usually depend on the Lord. If you live from the Kshatriya, if you look to the Kshatriya for support for everything and for doing your thing, then, you know, the Kshatriya is going to use you as well. So there's no integrity. The Brahmana has to be independent. He lives only on the Lord, depends only on the Lord. kings used to remove their crowns and bow down before Brahmanas. Because they had. But in Kali Yuga, a Brahmana is known by the 2 paisa thread that he wears. That is not Brahmana. Brahman is this, it is a huge responsibility. Real Brahman. This has to be last because time is up.
Because I think maybe what is there, what's not clear for me then, maybe is the definition of how you're using word integrity. Because one example I could think of is like really, typical, or kind of like really like defined, definitive in terms of integrity. When Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra, then he said that he's going to kill Jayadratha the next day, something like that. So I don't know, some insult, something like that. And then he was honoring his word. He's given his word. And you might say, well, what he was giving his word to was something that was passionate about killing his own person. It wasn't, but he honored his word. And therefore he had integrity. So I'm wondering whether
we are not saying Arjuna didn't have any integrity. We are saying he had less than, say, Dronacharya. Dronacharya was a Brahmana. Yeah? He knew that Drishtadyumna was called from the sacrifice by King Drupad to kill him. He knew that. And yet he taught the martial arts to Drishtadyumna, knowing that this person will kill me. He didn't think twice about that. But when the Bhishma took a vow that when Duryodhan forced him, he took a vow, I'll kill all the Pandavas. And these are the 5 arrows meant for them. And Duryodhan forced him to do that. Then he gave to Duryodhan. You keep this. Or Duryodhan said, I'll keep this. That night Arjuna went to Duryodhan. And he said, remember I saved you from the Gandharvas? You said at that time, you will do something for me. Can you give me the 5 arrows? So that is the difference between Arjuna and Drona. Both are great. But what is the difference? Drona didn't care for his life. He says, I'm dependent on the Lord. If the Lord wants me to die at any time, may this person kill me. I'll train him. I'll do my duty. But Arjuna didn't think like that. He is a fighter, so he wants fame and power. Although he is a devotee, yes, he is a Kshatriya for a reason. It is not that Arjuna didn't have integrity, but he didn't have to the level that Drona had. Does that explain? It's like that. When we see the background, then it becomes clear. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.